Guess how much God loves you? We're going to talk about that on this episode of the Gary Zimak Show as we continue our Getting Personal with Jesus theme. Stay right where you are, because we begin now. Okay, so how are you? Come on in, make yourself comfortable. This is your old buddy Gary Zimak back in New Jersey. Made it back from Nebraska. Boy, I had a great time in Omaha, and I hope you were good over the past few days. I pre-recorded my shows, so I didn't want to leave you deserted, leave you stranded, and I hope you enjoyed the programs. You know what? Listen to this. The weather was amazing. Now, you know, going to Nebraska in January, and in case you don't know, I mentioned it on the program. I was speaking to a Legatus of Omaha, which is a Catholic business professionals group. And when I left Philadelphia on... Well, when did I leave? I left on Wednesday. I had to think about that for a minute. When I left on Wednesday, I think it was in the 20s, either the 20s or the very low 30s. I flew in through Chicago. When I got to Chicago, the temperature was 10 degrees above zero, and that it was getting warm. It was actually colder than that before I got there. But by the time I got to Omaha, it was in the mid-40s. Which is amazing considering that it is January, and I believe the day before it was in the teens. And I understand this weekend it's going to something like minus 10 below zero. So I got out of there. Both days were really beautiful. I got out of there without any weather issues. The flights were great. The talk went well. I met some really wonderful people, and I got to hang out with the folks at Spirit Catholic Radio, at the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. Man, did they do a great job. And I look forward to being able to work with them. We talked about some things, and it looks like I will be working with them in the future. So it was a very good trip. I thank you for your prayers. And I'm excited to be back here today. You may not have seen this. I don't know if you caught my blog today. But as promised, I posted about the book that we'll be using for our Lenten radio retreat, and I'm going to tell you that right now. So if you get a chance, you can see a little video. If you go to followingthetruth.com and look at the blog, you can see a little video that I made about announcing the Lenten radio retreat and announcing the book. But without further ado, in case you missed it, the book that we'll be using, and I'm holding it up in my hands right now, but you can't see that because this is radio. The book is Rediscover Jesus by Matthew Kelly. And gotta say, we got this book at our parish, at my parish. They gave these books out on Christmas Day. I read it in 2 days because I think it's really that good of a book. My year is dedicated to, and you know this if you've listened to the show for a while, my personal goal in 2016 is to grow closer to Jesus. I have the book coming out, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. And I want to help you to grow closer to Jesus as well. That's why I think that retreat is incredibly important. Even though I wrote the book, even though we'll be discussing Getting Personal with Jesus on today's program and all of the Fridays leading up until we start the Lenten radio retreat, it doesn't mean I have fully exercised everything that I need to do to grow closer to Jesus. I might know the approach. I might know the steps that I need to take. But I need to put those steps into practice. And as we do that, as we put these, and I in my book, I call them amazingly easy steps. As we put them into practice, what's going to happen is we are going to get to know Jesus better. So if you want to get a free copy of Rediscover Jesus by Matthew Kelly, visit dynamiccatholic.com, and he'll be able to send you a free copy. Now, I have to say, this always happens when I do the total consecration each year, and I point people toward myconsecration.org to get the free books. I don't have any control over how Dynamic Catholic sends the books out. I'm just passing along the fact that Matthew sends them out for free. I think he charges postage or something, but it's a fantastic deal, one that you really shouldn't pass up. So you've got plenty of time to get your book. February the 10th, which is Ash Wednesday, we kick off the Lenten radio retreat right here on the program. It's going to be 30 minutes, just like we do now, Monday through Friday. The podcast will appear by 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can either get it at blogtalkradio.com or on iTunes, or you can listen from my website, followingthetruth.com. So you have several ways to listen to the program. Any way you listen is going to cost you nothing. So it's a pretty sweet deal. This retreat, you don't even have to leave your house if you don't want to. So if you don't like social interaction, or for some, you know, I'm kidding around, but if there's some reason you can't get out of the house, or it's not convenient for you to go to a Lenten retreat, show up here every night. Listen whenever you can. Listen in the car. Listen while you take a walk. Listen at home. Whatever you want to do. This way we can do the retreat. I mean, a 30-day, or actually a 40-day retreat, that's pretty amazing. You'd never be able to pull that off. Very few people can pull off something like that. Because we have responsibilities, the expense would be too great. You can do it here by showing up and listening to the podcast every night for nothing. So, it's going to be fun. I look forward to it, and I really hope you'll spread the word. Let your friends know. I'm going to be trying to give it as much publicity as I can so that we can get as many people as possible to participate in the Lenten Radio Retreat. Okay, here's big news. The beverage du jour. You ready? Let me try that again. You think you know what it is? Yes. Mystic Monk Coffee. My order came in. I am so excited. Now this, believe it or not, I got one of the last batches of their special Christmas blend. They do a special Christmas blend each year. Really, really good stuff. If you want some of the greatest coffee that you have ever had, and I am not kidding, I want you to go to followingthetruth.com and click on the Mystic Monk image and order yourself some Mystic Monk coffee. Now, just to give you an idea of some of the flavors that they have available, Mystic Monk Blend, they have Espresso Classico, Little Monk Blend, and then they have some flavored coffees, Royal Rum Pecan, Caramel, Hazelnut, then they have various bold blends, they have decaf, they have an assortment of tea, they have a collection of what they call monk shots, which are compatible with the Keurig K-Cups, they have those in a number of different flavors, and they have other merchandise such as some really nifty looking mugs, coffee mugs, and I believe they have some religious products as well. Mystic Monk Coffee. These are authentic Carmelite monks. They are, and I would urge you, once you visit their website, here's how it works. When you go to followingthetruth.com and you click on the image there, you go directly to their website. But the reason I ask you to go through my website is that it results in a little bit of a commission for me. It keeps the ministry going. But when you go to their website, you'll be able to sign up for their newsletter. And I'm telling you, these are really good monks. They're Carmelite monks. They're based out of Wyoming. They love Our Lady. And they support themselves by brewing this fine coffee. So it is a really good deal for many people, including you, because you're going to get some really good coffee. So check it out today. Mystic Monk Coffee, available at followingthetruth.com. And I want to say thanks, because lately, in an effort to keep my ministry afloat, and as I told you, as I've been telling you for the past couple days, it's really getting tough now. I'm at a critical point, and I'm not trying to give you a sob story, but I have to tell you like it is. It's difficult, and it's getting more difficult. I've been doing this for 4 years. I absolutely love it. It's an honor to be able to do what I do, to spread the good news, but it's really hard to survive financially, and it's getting more difficult. So in an effort to keep things going, I'm trying to ask for your help in a number of different ways. One way is to support me through the Mystic Monk Coffee. And the other is, if you shop at Amazon.com, to visit my website. Instead of just going to Amazon.com, to visit my website and click on the Amazon image, which is right either above or below the Mystic Monk image. I don't remember. But that flags everything that you purchase, and it results in a commission for me. You get your same prices. Absolutely nothing changes on your end. And in fact, I don't even get to see what you purchase. All I know is that I get a commission. Now, the reason I said I want to thank you is because I've been looking at the numbers, and even though it's a small commission, the number is up from what it's been before. So you're definitely responding, and I really thank you for that. If you would do me a favor and you would bookmark followingthetruth.com, and you'd remember that every time you shop from Amazon, just enter that way, it would really help me. And if you could spread the word to your family and your friends, it would be such a big help, and it won't cost you anything. If you're just going to shop there anyway, that would really help me. And of course, the other way that you can help is to make a donation, to become a monthly sponsor, to keep this program on the air and to keep my full-time ministry going. To become a monthly sponsor, you can do that securely through PayPal. by going to followingthetruth.com. Or if you're unable to do that, you're not sure about that, you can also make a one-time donation. It's very important that I find new sources of income in order to keep this program going. Not to sound fatalistic, because again, I've had my back to the wall many times in the course of the 4 years, but at income tax time in April is going to be critical for me. It's going to be decision time to see what we have to do with the full-time work. I'm not trying to scare you, but if I need to find another full-time job, if I need to do that, this program is going to have to go away, because I really can't do both. And again, if the Lord wants me here, he's going to find a way to get me here. You and I, we're close because you listen to this program, so I'm not going to spread this all over the internet, but I talk to you because I know you believe in my work, and I know that you'd want to know the truth. So I'm going to be as honest as I can, but I want to be here. I want to be here for as long as I can. We got lots of work to do. We're going to grow close to Jesus. I want to do whatever I can to help you grow close to him. I've got two books coming out this year, and I am not done yet. I am really not done, but if the Lord tells me it's time to move on, I'm going to go. But you know the deal, and I can't thank you enough for your support. I would not have lasted 4 years if it was not for your support. So I thank you very much for that. And, you know, if you ever have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. But just know that you really mean a lot to me, and your support, I just can't thank you enough. I can't. I'm really touched by it. And you're all family to me, so thank you very much. All right, let's get down to business here. Going to take one more sip of my Mystic Monk coffee. By the way, if you're interested, Monday morning, 7 a.m., I will be on Relevant Radio if you want to give a listen. I haven't even decided on my topic yet, but I get to spend about 30 minutes with John Harper on the Morning Air program. And just after that, I'm going to be on Catholic Community Radio in Baton Rouge, Louisiana for my weekly Be Not Afraid segment. And if you want to listen to that, too, you can do so as well. See followingthetruth.com for all of the information. Okay, enough of the news. Let's pray. And then today, we're going to continue our series a little later on in the show on getting personal with Jesus. I have to keep my title straight here. And also, we're going to read the Mass readings for Sunday's Mass, which is the second week in Ordinary Time. So we've got a lot to do here. Let's get right to it. Let's pray. Let's place ourselves in the presence of Almighty God, and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to speak through me today and ask him to open our minds and our hearts to listen to his message for us, because I have a feeling he's got a really powerful message for us today. So let's go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, I thank you so much for giving us another day. I thank you for letting us get together on Blog Talk Radio to share the good news of your Catholic Church. Father, we're so grateful for the many blessings you've given to us, the greatest of which is your Son, Jesus. We thank you for sending him to us. We thank you for sending us your Holy Spirit. And we ask you, Father, to open our minds and our hearts so that we may be able to hear your message for us today, both through the Scriptures and in what I have to say. And with that in mind, I ask you to use me to speak your message today. Please help me get out of the way and let you speak through me. Please send your Holy Spirit to come alive in me and to give us the message that we need to hear this day. Father, there are many people who are sick today. We ask you to heal them. We ask you to heal them in the best way possible, and please grant them your peace. Help all those who are suffering from loneliness or anxiety or any kind of religious persecution, those dealing with financial difficulties. Whatever the problem may be, Father, we ask you to help all these people and help us to grow closer to you through your Son, Jesus, and with the help of the Holy Spirit. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Pardon me, I'm about to cough here. My name is Gary Zimek. If you're a new listener to this program, welcome. This show is now in its sixth year on Blog Talk Radio. I'm very grateful to Almighty God for making this possible. And I'm grateful for you, to you, for listening to the show every day. I never thought that I would be here over 5 years later when I first started doing the program, but the Lord had other ideas. And again, I thank you so much for being a part of the program. It airs every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. The podcast is usually available by 8 p.m. Sometimes I put it up there a little earlier, but you can download it through iTunes. You can download it through blogtalkradio.com. Just do a search on the Gary Zimek Show, Z-I-M-A-K. Or thirdly, you can get the last five programs directly from my website, which is followingthetruth.com. All you need to do is click on the radio page, and it'll take you right to the little player that will let you play the program. As always, if you have any questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is the place to go. And the final piece of business today, and this is something I haven't even revealed on the internet at all, I haven't put it out on social media, but I've been mentioning it on the programs. To celebrate the release of my new book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, I will be offering my talks. I'll be offering a one-hour talk with no fee. So if your priest or your director of religious education or your adult faith formation director, whoever books speakers in your parishes, wants to bring me in to talk about how we have a personal relationship with Jesus, to talk about the Blessed Mother, to talk about how we can overcome anxiety, to talk about discerning God's will, I'll give any of my talks at no fee. The only thing I ask for is to have my airfare and my travel and my lodging expenses picked up, and also to be able to take up a free will collection on the night of the talk and to be able to sell my books. But there will be no fee. And I'm doing this for a limited time just because I want to help parishes who are struggling with budget problems. I don't want that to be an obstacle to having me come out and share the good news. So please pass that along. It's going to be limited time. I'm not sure how long I'll extend the offer for. Right now I'm thinking throughout February, but, and of course that would be good for whenever we book the dates. We can book it later in 2016, but as long as it's within that time frame, I will do it at no fee. So pass it along. And a public announcement will be forthcoming soon, but I wanted to give you the first crack at that. Okay, the Mass readings for the second Sunday in Ordinary Time. We are going to go to the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, for the first reading. Then we'll go to the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. And finally, we are going to end up with a super-duper gospel according to St. John. Just give you a little hint. This is one of my favorites. First reading is Isaiah 62, verses 1 through 5. For Zion's sake I will not be silent, for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet, until her vindication shines forth like the dawn, and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication, and all the kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall people call you forsaken or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. What we see here is a prophecy foretelling the fact that one day the Lord is going to manifest himself in a big way. And what we'll see in today's gospel is the first public miracle of Jesus. And this is a big thing. The time is now. The time is now, and the Blessed Mother will really be the person who initiates the first miracle of Jesus. Kind of a cool story. I love talking about the wedding at Cana. That's going to be the gospel. Let's go through the readings. We'll tie it all together at the end. The responsorial psalm is from Psalm 96. Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, O you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Announce his salvation day after day. tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples. His wondrous deeds. Give to the Lord, you families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. He governs the peoples with equity. And you see this, again, this manifestation of the Lord before all of the nations. And this we'll see when Jesus performs his first miracle. And this is where he really starts to get people to sit up and pay attention. And he didn't do these miracles just to show that he could do them. I mean, he did them for a reason. One of the ways that he gets our attention, and I'm sure you've seen miracles in your life, they may not be as powerful as turning water into wine, but we've all seen some kind of a miracle in our lives. This is the way that the Lord gets our attention and lets us know that he really can do what he said he can do. This is because, you know why he does this? Because he constantly wants to meet us where we are. And he wants us to believe in him. And he realizes that we sometimes have trouble believing in him. And he shows us, look, I can really do this. He doesn't do the miracles just to stun us and do a magic show. That's not what he does. So this is really, really good. Really good that he does this. The second reading is from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. Brothers and sisters, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. To one is given through the Spirit the expression of wisdom, to another the expression of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another mighty deeds, to another prophecy, to another discernment of spirits, to another varieties of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit produces all of these, distributing them individually to each person as he wishes. This reading is a reminder that the Holy Spirit works in different ways. Same Spirit works differently in each of us. We all have our own charism, our own gift that can be used to advance the kingdom of God on earth. Right, and that's what we're called to do with these gifts. We're not called to just show off and say, because I'm a really good singer, I'm just going to sing because I want people to pay attention to me. I want people to say how great I am. No, if we've been given this gift, we want to use the gift in some way to draw people closer to the Lord. And that's why we're given these gifts. These gifts are used to build up the church. You might be a really good public speaker. You might be a really compassionate person who is good at dealing with the elderly. You might be good at working with teens. You might be a very good teacher, and you'd be able to volunteer to teach some sort of religious education class at your parish. You might be a good fundraiser. You might be somebody who is a great cook, and you could help out at a dinner to maybe reach out, not necessarily at the church, but maybe to reach out to some people who really need your help. Some people have fallen away from the church, and they just need a friend, and you could draw them close to the Lord by having them over for dinner. I mean, there are so many different things we can do, but the important thing for us to remember is that these gifts that are given to us, whatever they may be, are not given to us just for our own benefit. They're for the benefit of others. How are you using your gifts to help other people draw closer to Christ? And really, that's the message that we want to think about today. We're all called to do something. We're all called to evangelize, to spread the good news in some way. How are you doing it? And maybe that's something you could take to prayer and ask the Lord. The gospel, it's a classic, John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now, there were six stone water jars there for the Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim, and he told them, draw some out now and take it to the head waiter. So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now. Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. Now, I don't have a lot of time, but I just want to say there's so much in this gospel passage. But what I want to point out is the fact that that last line, Jesus did this to reveal his glory, and what happened? And his disciples began to believe in him. I want you to spend a little time rereading that gospel passage because it's so powerful. There are so many things that are amazing there. You can note the fact that the wine was gone. Mary said they have no wine. It still wasn't too late for Jesus to do his magic. Not his magic, his miracle. But it was never too late. So in your life, whatever's missing, whatever the shortage is in your life, don't ever assume it's too late for Jesus to perform that miracle. And what you can do, or what you should do, is go to his Blessed Mother and ask her to intercede for you, just like she did here. Because of her, Jesus performed his first miracle. And the same thing can happen in your life. Just give him a chance, and give our Blessed Mother a chance too, as well. Let's talk a little bit about, while we have some time, continuing the series of getting personal with Jesus. How much does God love you? And I think this is a question that sometimes we overlook. We don't stop and think about just how much the Lord loves us. God loves his people so much, and specifically you. God loves you so much that he sent his son to become human, to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead so that you could go to heaven. I mean, that's an absolute amazing gift. And what I would recommend to you is that you don't focus so much on the fact that he did this for everyone, even though that's true. What you should focus on is the fact that he did it for you. And then it becomes personal. So in other words, when I pray and I'm in a position to thank the Lord, I want to say, Lord, thank you for sending your son to suffer and die for me so that I could go to heaven. And in my book, Find a Real Friend to Jesus, I make this comparison. I talk about the show Undercover Boss. Did you ever check out that show Undercover Boss, where an executive from a company goes undercover and works among his employees because he wants to find out what's going on in the company and to see some of the issues that they're dealing with? And I make the comparison that, I make the point, I should say, that in that case, the executive really has something to gain from doing that, because ultimately the morale of the employees will be better and profits will be up. And even though it's a magnanimous gesture when a top executive goes and works with the common people, if you will, it pales by comparison to what Jesus did, because he didn't stand to gain anything by becoming human, but he did it solely out of love for us. Pretty incredible, isn't it? And if we really think about the Father's plan to send his son to redeem us, it makes us very thankful. It makes us very thankful for the fact that Jesus Christ became one of us. He didn't just fix us, redeem us from a distance. He became one of us. And he loves us, and he wants to have a personal relationship with us. The Father's love can be expressed in one word. You know what that word is? That word is Jesus. That's how much he loves you. And no one can come to the Father except through Jesus Christ. And the church teaches that in Jesus, the Father's revelation to man is complete. Sometimes we say, well, God the Father is mysterious. I wish I could see him. Jesus said this in John 14:9, he who has seen me has seen the Father. Man, something to keep in mind. as you really contemplate the fact that Jesus Christ wants to be your friend and he loves you very much. I am completely out of time. God bless you. God willing, we'll see you on Monday. Hope you can make it.